Good morning, A-Town. You know who it is. It's the Streets Wanting to Take Over. And this is Second Date Update right here on Streets 94.5. Who's on the line?
Ashley.
Hey, Ashley. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Man, we good. Now that we're talking to you, the city listening, what you need?
Yeah, baby. What's up?
Okay. I'm calling because I have this situation with this guy that I was seeing. And I just recently, we were making out or whatever, and I just recently went to the doctor and got checked, and come to find out, he gave me some trickers, some I can't even pronounce or whatever. However, I can get rid of it, but I've never had an STD before, and this is very scary, and I really don't appreciate him taking the condom off, without even notifying me or giving me a choice and giving me an STD.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. How'd you know he took it off?
Because, girl, when he was hitting it from the back, and I... when we finished or whatever, I looked over the bed, the condom was on the floor already.
Lord.
Oh.
Oh, Lord. Wow. All right,
now, what's his name?
Thomas. They call him Timo for short.
Oh, you don't put his whole... Okay, then. City to know who he talking
about. Wow, wow. When you did see the condom on the ground before you guys had wrapped up, did you say anything to Thomas, or did you just... What happened? What did you do?
I asked him. I was like, how did the condom end up on the floor? And he was acting dumb, like he didn't know what was going on. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Like, hello? He's like, maybe it slipped off or something or whatever. So, girl, I got to make sure my straight or whatever. My girl good. So I had to go to the doctor or whatever. I had to go get myself checked out because I hadn't started itching and stuff or whatever. And, that's not normal. And I don't have multiple sex partners. And he was the only person I was messing with. And that happened.
Wow. Okay, so I'm anxious to get Thomas on the phone. I was just going to ask her, what do you want from the situation once we get him on the phone?
I mean, I just want to know, why would he do some lame? That was so lame. Like, why would you do that? Because it could have been worse than the trick of whatever that I have. It could have been worse than that. It could have been AIDS or HIV.
Right.
Or I could have been pregnant.
Okay, Ashley, what we're going to do, just hold on to the line. We're going to get Thomas on the phone. You be quiet. Don't say nothing until we bring you in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wow, I think the word she's trying to say is trichomonas. Why
do you know it so well?
Because I read books.
But you don't say a lot of other words well.
Mo, if you don't leave me alone, boy.
She got you there.
Yo, hello?
Hey, good morning. My speaker, Thomas, please.
Yo, this is Thomas. What's up,
man? Hey, Thomas, what's up, bro? This is Young Jock, Mo Quick and Shouter Shouter. We're right here on the Streets Morning Takeover. You got a second to talk, bro?
Yeah, what's up, my man? What's up with the jump?
Hey, man, we just cooling, man. We got a segment on the show called Second Date Update. It's usually, somebody call us up, tell us they're in love with somebody and want to let the person know or confess to them some beautiful stuff about life and them and whatnot. So a young lady called us up this morning, said y'all been seeing each other, whatnot. She wanted us to ask you a question or two.
Yeah, what young lady you talking about? I don't know.
Are you familiar with Ashley?
Ashley? Probably so. Yeah. I think I remember y'all.
Do you have a lot of different partners, Thomas? Is that what we're concluding right now?
No, it ain't that. I just had to remember Ashley. I that name didn't sound familiar to me, so I had to, back my brain for a minute to see where I was. But I know what you're talking about now, though. Yeah.
Well, listen, we got you, brother, because Ashley's on the phone. And she just wants to share some light on your life right now. Ashley, Thomas is on the line.
What's up, Ashley? How you doing, babe?
Yes, Thomas. I'm calling because I went to the doctor or whatever since the last time we had sex, and my stuff is itching. You gave me trickle something that I can't even pronounce. Ooh. However, I can get rid of it, and I really don't appreciate that. And I just want to know, why did you do me like that?
Yeah, you what? What? I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. What you mean by that? Trickle what? What is that word? I don't even know how to pronounce it.
I don't know the word, but it's like a bacteria infection got me itching over here, dripping out. I got to put pads in my panties and stuff and keep it clean so it won't smell.
It smells horrible.
You sure it's me, man? I'm saying I don't know because I know I ain't got nothing, man. You know what I'm saying?
You're the only person I slept with. You're the last person I slept with.
Okay, hold on, guys. Hold on, Thomas. When's the last time you got a checkup?
Man, I got a checkup about a month ago.
That's a lie.
Are you being truthful to us, Thomas?
Yeah, I'm being truthful. Yeah, I got a checkup about a month ago.
So we just Google trichomonas, and trichomonas it can be easily spotted in a woman because she has symptoms, but there are no symptoms in a man.
Yeah.
So a man may not even know he has trichomonas, Thomas, and you could have it for a long time and not even know. So y'all were having unprotected sex?
No, I had a rubber on. I had a rubber on.
And she said you took it off. Now, did you slide it off when you went to hit it from the back? Tell the truth.
What happened is, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you what happened. We was having sex on the front, you know what I'm saying? Then I flipped up to the back, you know, and the rubber came off, you know what I'm saying? So
and you just washed your nasty ass down up in there.
She started rubbing on the bed, you know what I'm saying? And she was like, why you took the rubber? I said, I didn't take it off. It slipped off. You know what I'm saying? I can't see me. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand.
Okay.
I ain't had no symptoms.
Okay, so listen, Thomas, just like he said, you know, some you don't, you know, always get symptoms. But once that condom did come off and you saw it on the ground, maybe you could have put another one on? How did the condom go? How did the penis go inside her with no condom on it, Thomas?
But no, when the condom came off, you know what I'm saying? It was so good, you know what I'm saying? And then I just slipped it in for second, you know, and then she turned around. She was like, well, you got the rubber on? I said, yeah, I got the rubber, but the rubber had came off.
So you lied to her. Then you lied to her, Thomas. If she asked you and then you said yes, and there was no rubber, you lied.
Yeah, of course. I didn't, you know what I'm saying, lie exactly like that, but when it came off, she turned around. Then that's when she saw it on the bed, you know what I'm saying?
You know that's against the law. Do you know that is against the law?
No, I didn't know that was against the law.
Yes,
no,
it is.
Well, it is what it is. Well, Ashley, what was your reason for calling Thomas today, us calling Thomas today? Do you want to get back with him? Do y'all want to continue to have a friendship?
Do you want to press charges? Because he did do something illegal. And she suffered from because of it. Who's paying those doctor bills, babe? Do you have insurance? How are you getting those pills?
Yes, I do have insurance. But you know what? I do feel like Thomas should pay for this, for the pain and suffering. Thomas needs to be breaking me off a check.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not talking to Thomas no more.
What I'm saying, you know, you got to check your resume and see who else you had sex with. I know that ain't just me.
No, sweetheart, you was the last person I had sex with. I've never even had unprotected sex, never had an STD.
Man, do y'all believe that? I'm just saying, just because she's saying that, y'all don't believe, y'all believe her.
Well, do we believe that you didn't know the condom wasn't on and you slipped it on inside and you didn't know it slid it off? I mean, it's a whole bunch of stories.
It was like a split second when the condom came off. And Thomas. I just put it in for a second and took
Thomas.
It out. So I'm
Let,
saying it's
Thomas.
Not like,
hold on, brother. Listen to this, how this sound. You're asking us if we believe her. You went in her unprotected, unknowing that she was disease-free or not. So, I mean, she kind of looking better on her end than yours right now. I'm not trying to incriminate you. I'm not trying to say she's telling the truth or you telling the truth. I'm just saying how it sounds right now. So she got a point across to let you know, go on and go get seen about, because you probably got trichomonas too.
Yes.
As we're looking at it, it says 70% of people infected with this bacterial infection don't even know because they don't have signs or symptoms of it. So go get yourself looked at, brother. Be happy that she ain't calling you saying it's something else, worse, or a baby. Ashley,
wow.
Continue to do what you do, baby. Yeah.
And stay safe, y'all. Both of you, stay safe.
Second day update, A-Town. This wasn't one where we was trying to figure out if they was going to get back together or not. We was just letting it be known that something was going on and going on down there, too.
No.
All right? Y'all call us up 443-520-945. Keep it where you got it. We're number one in the streets. Streets 94.5.